Good afternoon, my friends. We are on day 8, which is entitled Smile. And I began the chapter with a quote from a famous song by Nat King Cole. Smile though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you'll just smile. Now, this kind of contradicts a little what we said last night. Our whole teaching was Tocho Kaboro, Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The rabbis teach you, you should express what's in your heart. You shouldn't be deceitful. Say one thing when you're feeling something else internally. The Rambam seems to contradict that a little here, because on the one hand, the Rambam says one should neither be excessively laughing and joking on one hand, nor sad and mournful on the other, but you should be somewhere in the middle, but you should be happy. And the Rambam is teaching us not to feel dejected. We shouldn't walk around like with the weight of the world on our shoulders, but at the same time, we're not supposed to be like walking around with a go lucky kind of laugh, like everything is a big joke, everything is great, ha ha ha. And the Rambam, of course, was following the Aristotelian golden mean that you should always strive to follow the middle path. And what's the middle path between on one side frivolity and the other side depression? It's simcha, it's happiness. And it's a famous Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, the ethics of our fathers that the Rambam is working off of. Have a mekabel et kol adam b'sever panim yafot. That when you see someone in the street or you see someone in general, you should always greet them with a sever panim yafot. Where panim is like a face, a nice face. You should always greet them with a smile. But what if you're not feeling that way? Didn't we say yesterday that if you're feeling down, you know, like it seems insincere, you're just like, you know, putting it on when you're not really feeling that way? And I think the answer, touched on it yesterday, but I want to develop it a little more today, is the famous quote from the Sefer HaChinuch, Acharei HaPe'ulot Nimshechu HaLevavot, that after one's actions follow one's heart. And we often think that we have to just express whatever is going on. But if you want to improve whatever is going on internally, then sometimes you have to act as if. And we know when you smile at another person, even if you're not feeling it inside, it not only helps the other person that you're smiling at improve their life a bit, but it helps you. It helps the individual. I'm trying to find in the chapter here where I talk about the different hormones that are released. Smiling can literally trick our brains, I said, into feeling happy. Of course, it's a quick fix. It's not a permanent remedy, but it releases chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. And it's a shortcut because we can use it to feel better about ourselves and about other people. When we smile, people around us feel better. Everyone wants to be around somebody who's positive. And quoted from one of my professors, Yeshiva University, Dr. Pelkovitz, who says that the first and last 30 seconds that one talks to their spouse, when you get home from a long day at work or you haven't seen your spouse in a while, that first 30 seconds or the last 30 seconds can color the rest of the conversation. So if you come home from work annoyed or cranky and you begin the conversation in a negative way, it can go that way the whole night. But if you smile when you come home, even if you're not feeling it, it can help develop the night in the right way. And that's a very, very important idea. I want to share something that's related to this from my new book, The Jewish Experience. I have a whole chapter in there on chesed, on kindness, and on tzedakah, on charity. And I quoted in there that the Rambam, the great Maimonides, said that giving tzedakah with a smile on your face is listed as one of the 8 levels of giving tzedakah. It's not only how much money you give, it's also how you give. And by the way, if you don't have money or you don't think somebody is worthy of your charity, you see them smoking or doing something that you don't think is worth supporting, saying hello to them and just smiling at them and not just walking over them or walking by them is also something that's considered valuable according to Jewish tradition. And just throwing a dollar at them and saying, here, that's not the Jewish way. We smile. And when you smile at someone, you show that they matter. You're paying attention. You're noticing them. And you're also doing something for yourself. I mentioned this also in the chesed chapter, that we do chesed. We do kindness for other people, not only because chesed is needed in the world. There are poor people who need money. There are people who need help. It's true. But we need to do chesed. We, the givers of the kindness, need to engage in these acts. We need to smile at other people. Not just that someone else gets smiled at, but we need to produce that smile. It helps us. It builds us into the people we were meant to be. Have a great day. And smile.